Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Yeah, okay. That all sounds good to me. Thanks for tuning in tonight. My name is Mudtoe Sasquatch, and this is the Midnight Garden. I invite you to join me here between the celery and the cranberries, and we'll talk a little spiritual stuff, I guess, if I can think of any. But in any case, we'll talk about something, because that's usually what goes on. I talk, and I hope that, first of all, that my intentions align with the intentions of spirit, and then also that that the words will find someone who needs to hear them. And so that's how I justify coming on the internet and talking for a half an hour every Friday night at midnight. Tonight I am sitting outside of the Rooster's restaurant at the sort of the frontier of the west side where I live. The west side extends out about as far as the casino. And the casino used to be an old, used to be an auto plant, which failed, and they tore it down and put up a casino. Beyond the casino, begin to get into the less sordid area of the west side. There's a bedroom community called Galloway, and then in between those, there's a number of family restaurants and mini malls and so forth. And so I located this Rooster's in hopes that they would have free Wi-Fi, and they did. So I'm able to utilize my switchboard, or not switchboard, what is it? It's a the thing that has all the sound effects on it and stuff, so I could play those little opening jingles that Chief Iggy does for us about withinsightsradio.com. Whereas normally when I do the show through my telephone, I can't access those. So hurrah for internet theft. And I guess you have to call it theft because I'm not in the restaurant. But if I went in and got, it's for the customers. If I went in and got, a root beer or something, I would be fine. I'd considered actually doing that after, although I don't know. It looks like the crowd is starting to clear out. They may not be open after that. But if I went and got something from them, I think I would be on the correct side. Morally and spiritually, but at the moment I'm not. At the moment I'm definitely stealing Wi-Fi, as I said out here in the parking lot. I spent most of the evening actually traveling around the city looking for Wi-Fi I could steal, because I had a nap after work, and I napped too long. I napped past 6 o'clock, and 6 o'clock is when the libraries close. On Fridays. They're open until 8 on other weekdays, but they close at 6 on Fridays. And that would be normally where I would go to utilize the radio to get the show set up. And I still wouldn't be able, because obviously I can't stay there till midnight, I wouldn't be able to use what is this? I want to say switchboard, and that's not what it is. It's not what it is at all. Studio, they call it the studio. And, I can actually do better than that. Hold on. What are we? This is, no, it's the studio. That's what it is. Okay, so now we know. I do like to throw in those little touches. This probably looks like there's hundreds of sound effects on here that Piggy has put on, things that he has recorded, and then also things that he has found from other sources, and I've just never taken the time to sit down and try to find some that might enhance. I know I have an old an opening to the old Mud to a Midnight show still on here. I don't think Iggy ever takes anything off. I've recorded shows for later broadcast, and then I take those off here when I'm done with them. I thought that might have a show might go tonight, but as I say, I fell asleep and didn't get that done. So here I am, past midnight, and I've been, as I say, wandering the city, looking for places where I could park my car and access the internet. And not all places work. I don't want to name names. There's a couple of restaurants I went to and couldn't quite to tap in. I know that there's internet at there's a hospital about two blocks from where I live, and I know they have free Wi-Fi, but it's not. When especially after hours, you're kind of an alien person is kind of obvious walking around the hallways of a hospital. Every place being in a demilitarized zone as we are, the hospital is very security conscious. So especially late at night, it's difficult for me to go over. I mean, typically if I'll go over there, I'll sit in just the front, reception area because of I would have presumed because of staff cutbacks. There's seldom anyone at the reception area. Sometimes volunteers are there. But usually I'm unmolested. If I say I can sit there for extended amounts of times and not have anybody ask me what the hell I'm doing there. The emergency room is out because, as I say, very, very heavily patrolled by police and other emergency personnel. They do have the odd shooting happen. A couple of guys I drove past here on my way here might be there, not for shooting, thank God, but. I saw them on the side of the road, and they were doing the old Fred Sanford thing. Fred Sanford and his buddy, getting ready to fight, and they've got their arms curled up, Jack Dempsey style, and they're curling the arms around. They're about ready, circling each other. Somebody gonna throw. Nobody has any intention of throwing a punch. I didn't see how it came out because, as I say, I was just driving by, and I guess I sort of. Maybe for just a split second passed through my mind. I'll pull over and stop. But I did see that there were a couple of people who had pulled over and stopped and were shooting the proceedings with their iPhones. So you could probably find it on YouTube if you were interested. But anyway, I did not join in the festivities. I came into my next destination, which is out here. So we come out past the casino. Past the zone of darkness, and out here between the casino and Galloway. Actually, there was, and I think I don't know exactly where it is. I think I may be in it or very close to it. But there is also in this area a town called Rome, as in like Rome in Italy is Rome in Ohio, and it was known as it was the most notorious speed trap in the United States, maybe in the world. And just a few blocks, along the road, in the locality, they took their speed limit down to 25. Normally it's 35. And just would mail people. And it got bad enough to where AAA wouldn't route people through Rome. Back in those days, back in the day, before you had Gmail and the map thing and MapQuest and then your the other thing you use to find your way around GPS. Before we had any of those fancy schmancy tools, you depended on AAA to get you from one place to another, and they would not take you through Rome because the speed trap was so bad. And it reached the point where this tiny little burg is like. I don't think it was even 100 people. And they had incorporated basically so they could write speeding tickets. And that was it. They were there to collect the money, and the mayor and the chief of police got fine compensation for it. And they also got to go to a lot of conventions and buy a lot of expensive equipment that seemed to go astray from time to time. And of course, this was very untoward and you know, a bad thing to be happening, bad image for our fine city and our fine state. But they found that as the authorities investigated the situation, they found there was very little they could do about it. There were just no laws on the books that covered. Excuse me, I've still got this cough I'm fighting, and all this talking certainly doesn't help. There were no laws that covered forcibly unincorporating an incorporated city. So it took some time. It took a number of years with the mayor and the chief of police fighting it, of course, but it finally did happen. Well, there was what am I thinking? They said I lost again. Shit. There had been someone noticed that the mayor and the chief of police had not bothered to run for re-election for years, and so they put in their name and they ran and they won, but I think it was for mayor. But the mayor would not. He refused to give up his position. He refused to recognize that that this new guy was the new mayor. And again, go to the state laws. Well, what are the laws in Hanover, man? They just didn't have one. So then, new laws were made, and of course the mayor said, well, they don't apply to us because those are new laws in Israel. But eventually, as I say, it was all cleaned up, and we don't have the only trace that I know of is there's a Hilliard Rome Road. They had one of those nine one lane, and they named all the roads. They didn't want to have them called County Road, whatever. We gave them all names for purposes of 911, calling on the phone to tell them where you were. And the way they named most of the roads, if you'll recall, if you don't, if you aren't as ancient as I am, and you can't remember when this was happening. But the way they named most of the roads that didn't already have names is they just named the two towns that they connected. So Hilliard Rome Road was one of them, and that's the only remaining vestige of the town of Rome is that name. And I get out on Hilliard Rome Road because there's a Steak and Shake out there that I like, but their Wi-Fi doesn't work very well. And I remember I said I wasn't going to mention names, but I guess I just did. I get their chili mac, which I think pairs favorably to Skyline's chili mac, although they are definitely different. They both have their strong points. And these are things, these activities and comparisons that I'm definitely going to have to give up because I keep saying that. I've been saying that for a long time. First of all, for health reasons, and second, because if this whole thing about me actually paying my own bills is going to work, I'm not going to be able to eat out every day. It's just not going to, not a viable situation, not a tenable position. You cannot tend that position. So what are you going to do? I still have all these facts about people. And I remember, you remember Roseanne Barr, you remember her? We're going to have her back, I guess. They're going to be doing that. They're going to be doing new episodes of her show. But anyway, she used to do a routine about, how fat people give directions. It's always about, what the restaurants they're near. You turn left at the Burger King, you turn right at McDonald's. It's the chocolate-colored building. And I suppose that's true to an extent. But I've collected a lot of data, and a lot of it is about food, a lot of it is about other things. I like to share that data when I get the chance. I guess what's incumbent upon me to make sure that sharing is welcome, that I'm not just being a huge pain in the ass. In any event, I probably should talk something about the topic of my show. Mud Toe Talks about reversed spring. Reversed spring, well, what on earth is that all about? Well, I was thinking we get something. This is something I say often here in my lovely state in the Midwest. What often happens is, we have frozen tundra season and we have tropical rainforest season, and in between the two, we have about 2 weeks of decent weather. Where we're coming up from the frozen to the tropical, And then on the other side, about 6 months later, we get two weeks coming down from the tropical into the frozen. And goodness, I should have brought something to drink, and I did not. Okay, how are you guys doing? Because let's see if my battery is running low. I mean, it's not going to affect the broadcast at all. I just won't be able to play the little ending music. So you know what? I think I'm just going to do it now for you. Hold on. I don't know. I'm going to die. Anyway, yeah, I've been using my computer too. I've been going around all evening, as I said. And I've run my battery out, and I have no way to power my computer in the car. I'm really using it in the car. Certainly, I mean, while I'm stopped here, it isn't so bad, but you have it out while the car is actually running. That's not such a terrific idea. I had it once when I was driving home to my folks. I put a movie on, you know, to sort of entertain me. I thought, you know, if I were to get into some sort of wreck, that thing would be all over the inside of the car. Probably not a smart thing to have that like that. So I promise you, I will put my am I completely dead now? Is it? Well, it's not responding, so I'm gonna call it dead. Again, this definitely should not affect my show here, but if it does, okay, there's one. So now you won't hear what I say, but okay. I don't know because that, what's it doing now? I'm sorry, I have a lot of trouble multitasking. And when my computer starts doing weird things, I get distracted. Okay, so I started talking about the reverse of spring, and I thought about, you know, the coming of spring, which often seems very abbreviated here, and then coming down the other way is sort of a reversal, but I don't, as I think about it more, I mean, we really had it bad this year. I mean, it was like 70, 75, close to 80 degrees most days, and then a week of sort of moderate temperatures, and now we're about, you know, down to 40s and 50s. I mean, we really got absolutely nothing, for very little anyway, in a moderate sense. You know, I guess this is telling me, it says my battery is giving me a countdown on my battery. It's not going to let me do anything until I plug in the here. So it's probably going to die before I get down to the end of the show. But I'll hear the cues from Blog Talk through my phone. So you don't have to worry about that. In fact, I don't even know why I told you. What was I talking about? I was thinking about the idea of autumn as a reversed spring. You know, the spring is the coming of life, and autumn is the going of life and the start of the next cycle. But now I'm not, especially in a place like this where the two barely exist. I don't know if that's the best way. I think what I just described is a better way to think of them. Not just as on the way up or, you know, a reversal, because it never really reverses. It's just it's a cycle. So it's not, you don't go to a point and then come back. It's like the two different kinds of bus routes. Now let me be real clever here. There's two different kinds of bus routes. One of them is a big, you know, loop. It just goes around constantly in a circle forever. And the other kind is one where you go from the north end of town all the way to the south end of town, and then the bus turns around and goes back to the north end of town, which, if you think about it, really is a loop, just a very narrow one. But they are classified as two different, you know, two different kind of, because the loop never changes directions. It's always going kind of, it's what makes it difficult to pick it up. But the buses on our campus, our university campus, are always set up in loops, which made it very difficult to pick up which way you were, you know, where were you were going and where you were going to end up. But, you know, I learned it eventually. Boy, is that different. Because all we had when I was here as an undergraduate, all we had was the loop. We had a loop going. We called it the North Loop and the South Loop, and that's all we had. And every other North Loop would go out to the West Campus, which was, they had built some buildings in another place. you know, away from the main campus. So we had to get out there and get back. Now, my God, they go out to the ag campus. They go out to the medical campus. They don't even know where they're going. And don't care to. I just got to pick out the ones that are going to the place that I need to get to. Well, you know, old Roosters is still going strong here. It has cleared out quite a bit, but they have the lights still on the patio, and they're still playing music, and all the television's still on. And I was looking at this. I was trying to figure out, because it looked like they had some sort of neon red-orange pattern on the wall. I couldn't figure it was like that goes on the wall so you don't hurt it with your chair. Bumper rails, or what they call that. That's something you have in snooker. But anyway, I was just looking and trying to figure out what this was, and I finally figured out it's a reflection in the windows from the red neon that's on the car dealership across the street. So, you know, once again, reality changed. Reality is structured in my brain based on the information that was being sent to me through my eyes. Information was sent, and I structured and created reality based on the information I had. And then once that information was proven to be, or at least my conclusions were proven to be incorrect, I'm forced to revise that information and come up with a new reality that conforms to the new conditions that I have discovered. And this is the way sane people do things. People who aren't sane just continue to cling to that original set of sort of tenets, or come up if they do make an adjustment. It's basically a creative way of accounting for what the anomaly is. There was a very excellent example of that in Johannes Kepler's time. But we're really jumping around today. Now I'm going to go into 14th century mathematics. They're trying to figure out how Kepler was trying to figure out how to make the orbits of the planets work in perfect circles, because he was a religious guy, and he thought that all the orbits of all the planets should be perfect circles because that's the way God would do it. And but the problem was his observations didn't meet that. So he came up with circles inside of circles inside of circles. You try and make the whole thing work. And then after many years, he finally had to just give it up. He said, "Okay, it doesn't work. I got to find a system that does jibe with reality." And then he came up with the idea of his observation was the planets sweep out equal areas over equal times, and this led to his proposition that the planets moved in ellipses rather than circles. Cool dude. I admire him for his strength, especially at that time when facts and reality and even in a spiritual sense were considered to be fixed and unmoving, and there was no room for the expansion of knowledge. It just had to remain static, or you might find yourself on a big old flaming pole somewhere. But anyway, we can all rejoice in the fact that none of us have to face anything like that, at least at the moment. And let's see, now I flounder because I've lost my clock. So I'm like, the computer has that convenient clock that I can look at. I know how many minutes I have left. I may actually even do this. I'm pushing a button on my phone. Where is it? Okay, 12:24. Good. Now I have a clock. I turned on the clock. I've looked at the situation, and I've made an adjustment, which I wish I could make to this damn cough. Looking now at my car clock, which says 12:26, and I believe my car clock to be 1 or 2 minutes fast. So I'm probably looking at about 6 minutes still I have to fill. what should I have? How shall I fill it? I only talked a very tiny little bit about that, the whole reverse spring, didn't I? Because I was thinking about it and nothing came of it. And that's usually what happens. I find a topic for the show. That's cool. I'll put it down and I'll think of something fun to say about it. And I can't think of a damn thing to say about it. It just doesn't go anywhere. So the whole show ends up being about something else, which is fine. This is classic stream of consciousness radio, and I'm just talking at you. I just very, very rarely do I take a call. Well, very rarely do I get a call. Very rarely do I have a guest. When was the last time I had a guest? I think it's like probably a couple of years ago. I had Iggy on Christmas, I think. I called him up on Christmas Day, and we shared the airwaves for a bit. And then Adriana Arts called us as well. That was actually a very fun program. And then before that, I interviewed a young. This has been years before that. I interviewed a young gentleman who was I don't want to say motorbikes, but that's not the right way you call it. Just bicycling with bicycling or mopeding everywhere. Give up his car and didn't even use buses or anything like that. He just had he worked with a store that provided him with hardware, and he just biked everywhere. And that was fun. As I'm sitting here talking, I'm trying to remember what that young man's name was, and I'm not. But that's all right. There's lots of people's names I don't remember. I'm actually doing it at work. I'm actually doing very well, I think, remembering the names of my superiors. I've only made one howling error, and that was not to the person who you applied to. I called somebody by the wrong name, but I called them that to someone else. So, gosh, I'm sorry about the cough. Again, I should have thought to bring something along to drink, but hopefully in a few days anywhere that will be it. I believe I did have the cold. I just got in the cold. It was just onset. I had early onset cold last week when I did the show, and I was feeling pretty miserable. And now I feel a lot better. It's just the cough is hanging on. And then that seems to get to be more and more of a problem as I get older. It's made my 6 month appointment with my doctor to get my medications looked at. Want to make sure I got it done before the end of December because, I fear there's going to be a problem with my Medicaid because I make too much money now. And then I think, my Medicaid will go off go off the edge of the earth, for a few weeks. And then if I get hired permanently by the company I'm working for, I would then be on their insurance, but if I'm not, then I'm going to be stuck. I have to reapply for Medicaid and all that. So I'm trying to let that go and enjoy the holiday season. And next time you speak to me, we will be in the throes of the Thanksgiving 4-day weekend with Christmas to come. So I thank you for calling, I thank you for listening. And if you choose, please do call me, and not again call me, or just listen next week, because I'll be here rambling as usual. Thank you once again for listening, and have a pleasant evening.